Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, broadcasting live from Kays Valley Golf Club for the BMW Championship. Jeremy Kahn is on medical leave right now. We'll be praying for Jeremy. But, Ed, I mean, this is a beautiful place. And yesterday, ESPN was here as part of the 50 states in 50 days. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they talked about for the state of Maryland, number one, let me explain it. And I almost gave them a shovel today. Whoever was explaining what Maryland was yesterday, Courtney Cronin, I forget the guy's name, he started explaining all these great things of Maryland. He said the best Maryland crab cake was someplace in Hagerstown. Courtney Cronin says, they talked about Kevin Plank. Courtney Cronin says, well, I think everybody in Maryland is rich, aren't they? And then dude said, I tell you one thing I'm never going to do again. I'm never going over the Bay Bridge. The Key Bridge. Mm-hmm. I got a fear of the bridge. Key Bridge is high, and I'm just, you know, when I go back to Maryland, I'm not using Key Bridge. I'm thinking, dude, you didn't do your homework. you didn't understand the assignment. Yeah, thank you, Joe. You didn't understand the assignment. And then they played the highlights this morning on ESPN Radio. So the overnight host then said, yeah, no one's going over the Key Bridge right now because it collapsed a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said it almost like he was embarrassed to have to say that. But ESPN listed the following as the best sports moments in Maryland history. Not in any particular order, okay? Cal breaks Garrick's record. Ravens win their first Super Bowl. Maryland men's win their first wins the tournament. Maryland women win the title. Ravens win their second Super Bowl. UMBC beats Virginia in the tournament. Those are the six things that they named the best things that happened in Maryland. Those are. Now, we could already say that the qualifications for this, Joe, is not that it happened in Maryland, right? Because Ravens didn't win any Super Bowl in Maryland.
Yeah.
And the Terps, neither the Terps teams won in Maryland. And UMBC didn't win in Maryland, right?
So that's correct.
So how can you have this list and not list Michael Phelps? Mm-hmm. The greatest accomplishment of any of these is Michael Phelps.
That never really crossed my mind.
It crossed my mind as soon as I read it because I'm thinking to myself first, I thought, well, maybe it had to happen in Maryland. And I looked down like, no, because the Ravens never won a Super Bowl in Maryland. The Terps, men or women, didn't win in Maryland.
I would say that. Yes, thank you. Go. I was saying almost none of it happened.
Only
here.
Thing that happened in Maryland was the Cal. That's
yeah,
it.
That's it.
So you list these as the greatest things for Maryland and Michael Phelps, the greatest Olympian in the history of the event, is not listed?
I honestly
Joe,
wouldn't.
Can I get
I
one more shovel?
All right.
Can I get one more shovel?
I don't think that's a big deal.
You know, are you kidding me?
Your older generation has much more reverie for the Olympics.
23 gold medals. See, let me explain something to you, Joe. People have won the Super Bowl before. People have won the NCAA tournament before. There have been upsets before. The only two things that I just mentioned have never been done before is Cal Ripken breaking Lou Gehrig's record and 23 gold medals. Those two things have never happened before. So how is that not a big deal?
Maybe what they were basing it off of was like more of, I don't know, like a team accomplishment, but that doesn't necessarily work for Cal.
Cal's not a team accomplishment. Cal's not a team accomplishment.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have put Michael Phelps on there because I don't really see that as the same way. Like he's an athlete. Like I said, older generation has much more reverie for Olympic achievements than people in my generation.
So you at Team USA winning a gold meant nothing to you?
That was the most viewed.
That was the most viewed event
again, Rob,
in the Olympics.
But that happened when you were alive.
No. I'm talking about this past year. It was the most viewed event in the
Olympics. Oh, the basketball game, you mean? I thought you were talking about the hockey team.
No. I didn't watch that.
I guess kind of, but then at the same time, you're the United States and it's basketball. You should always win the gold.
So, but you can't say, no. You can't say the younger generation doesn't view it when it's the most, when so many people watched it.
I get that, but you can't break that down by demographic. We will never know.
I guarantee you, worldwide, the greatest accomplishment in the history of the Olympics is Michael Phelps' 23 gold medals.
I don't doubt
There's
that.
There's no way you can tell me that that's not the most important thing along with Cal Ripken.
I don't agree.
Well, people think he's the greatest athlete to ever come out of Maryland because of what he did. It's just he did something that has never been done before. So, I mean, people have won Super Bowls. I mean, I would point to, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard winning his first title in 1979. But other people have won, you know, boxing championships.
Exactly.
But he's from Maryland, so I think it's a big deal because I love boxing. I'm not going to go back to Joe Gans because nobody was alive then, but Joe Gans, first black champion.
And you were there.
All right, but I was young.
I had to get one in there.
I mean, there's no way you could tell me Maryland winning it. Oh, UMBC beating Virginia is bigger than Michael Phelps winning 23 gold medals. No.
I mean, UMBC didn't win the title.
Exactly.
You know,
they won a game.
They won a game, yeah.
And I'm not taking anything away from them.
No, that's the problem. But if you're pointing anything out, it sounds like you are. It's just that's the fact. They didn't win the NCAA championship.
When I saw that, I'm like, huh? What just happened here? What just happened here? So you know what? I want to roll with Joe on this. Joe, I want to roll with you on this. Vinny Serrato will join us in studio. Well, not us. He'll be in studio with Joe hanging out. But on the other side, is Michael Phelps' accomplishment in the Olympics a big deal or not? Joe says with his generation, not so much. I know for a fact, Joe, that people of your generation listen to the show. I was overwhelmed by the amount of people who I met over the weekend about your age and younger who listen to the show. 410-583-1057 is the number. Joe saying no big deal. I'm saying it's the biggest deal of them all. Arguably the only one that equals it is Cal Ripken. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. ESPN is doing this thing, which I think is very cool. And I know we beat up on ESPN a lot, but I think one of the coolest things they're doing is this 50 states in 50 days. Some of the things that I found out about some of these states I think is fascinating. But they listed the following as the best sports moments in Maryland history in no particular order. Cal Ripken breaks Lou Gehrig's record. A record, Ravens win their first Super Bowl. Maryland men's basketball team wins the tournament. Women's basketball team wins the tournament. Ravens win their second Super Bowl. UMBC beats Virginia in the tournament. There's no mention of Michael Phelps winning 23 gold medals. Big Crumb on Twitter says, Rob Long Sports, I'm with you. The first thing I thought about when I heard the list is, where's Michael Phelps? 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Gio in Baltimore. What's up, Gio?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Man, doing well. How are you?
I would love to give Joe a double shovel. Not only did Michael Phelps do it for, you know, he's from Baltimore, and he's the one top of that list, but he did it for our country. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, but that, so to follow you up, though, Gio, that's something that another texter said, that it doesn't count as a Maryland sports moment. It's a United States sports moment. That's why they didn't put it on the list.
I don't agree with that at all.
I don't agree with that at all. This is about what, this is Maryland. He's from Maryland. They listed him as a Marylander on the same broadcast. So how do you list him as one of the biggest athletes in this state, but not list what he did? I watched the program. He was listed as one of the biggest athletes to come out of Maryland. So you can't tell me he's listed as the biggest athlete to come out, one of the biggest athletes to come out of here doing something for the country, but yet you can't list what he did because it wasn't for Maryland, it was for the country. You can't have both ways. Don't list them then.
Maybe you can't have it both ways.
No, you can't tell him. How is he one of the biggest athletes to come out of here when you're not even recognizing his accomplishments? And in order for him to be big, it's being big accomplishments. But then you don't recognize his accomplishments. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, if you're going to extend it, Katie Ledecky is the most decorated American woman in Olympic history.
I understand that.
Yeah,
I do understand it, but at the same time, that doesn't have the same pop to me as Michael Phelps, something that no one has ever done. 410-583-1057 is the number. Steve in Centerville. What's up, Steve?
Morning, boys. Hey, how about the greatest game ever played? You know, that's on all kinds of sports history, NFL history, and the Colts versus the Giants. Michael Phelps, not just what he did, but what he overcame. And I agree with Rob. I can't imagine a bigger event in Maryland, even in the last 100 years, than watching him and seeing his career go win 23 games. And I do have a point of order. I have to support Bruce Tuchel. He was a fighter pilot. Fighter pilots break things and kill people. If you've ever seen a, if you've ever seen a Spectre gunship for real, you'd know that there's other people in the Air Force that break things and kill people. Yeah. All right,
Bruce's a good man. I love working with him.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call, Steve. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let me ask you a question, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Who didn't watch Michael Phelps back when he was breaking all these records?
The whole country
watched.
Yeah.
And now, after the fact, we act like, you have more people who didn't care about swimming watching swimming. More people who didn't care about baseball watching Cal Ripken.
I mean, not to, again, denigrate what UMBC did. Who's more excited? Are more people excited about Michael Phelps? He represented Baltimore or UMBC upsetting Virginia?
I'm sorry. I got to be honest with you. I don't think that belongs on this list. I don't. I don't think it belongs on the list, yeah. Man. Let's go to Nick in Annapolis. What's up, Nick? Nick, you there?
Great show, guys. Thanks so much. Michael Phelps started his career in the Olympics at age 15. He went from 2000 to 2016. He didn't get 23 medals. He got 28 medals. 23 were gold.
I said 23 gold medals.
I know, but I'm just saying 28 total. Ain't nobody ever going to touch that. That is like God tier. That is out of control. I mean, not to have put him on the list is the most ridiculous, absurd thing ever.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Nick. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed North, Rob Long, broadcasting live from Cave Valley Golf Course, home of the BMW Championship. And Ed, they're about to tee off in a little bit. Or have they already? I see them walking.
9:21.
Oh, so they already
teed off.
Yeah. 9:28 now. I see a lot of golfers walking by. Well, I think those aren't golfers. No. What?
What?
I heard you laughing.
I'm watching us chase this bug.
What kind of bug is it?
I don't know what the hell that is.
Joining us right now, co-host of Vinny and Haney, he is Vinny Serrato. What's up, Vinny?
Not too much. You know what was interesting? I was out at camp yesterday, and one of the young interns, and they got awesome interns, and, you know, the one intern, there's Holly, who was with the Niners, so her and I know a lot of the same people. And then I called the other ones because I'm not great at remembering all their names. I call her Purdue because she's from Purdue. She went to Purdue. And then I got Pittsburgh, you know, because he was at the Steelers before he came here. And then we got Patrick and Tom, of course, and Mercilite, you know. So they're all cool. But, like, the Purdue, she came up to me yesterday. She said, tell me about the bubble butt. She says, yeah, Rob's mentioned something about a bubble butt, you know, and you got to roll your hips and all this. She came up and asked me about that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Because she says, I guess she listens to your show than our show, you know, because she, you know, heard a lot of the things that I was saying, too, and I've found it kind of interesting, Rob, that was what she was, you know, Rob said that this, you know.
Oh, my God. Why she had to put my
First
name
of all,
in?
I said
she mentioned
it. Yeah, all the blame goes to me.
Why she had to put my name in?
I carry it to an extreme.
Well, I think, Ed, you probably made a big impression with, you know, some of the reads that you do.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I like lines then. One of my favorite places.
Vinny, you were at training camp yesterday.
Yes,
what
was
the scene? Was it a light camp, a light practice, or did
no,
they get some work
it was
done?
It was pads. It was good. It was a very good practice. And tell you what, Lamar made some spectacular throws. Then he had some off throws. You know, in the red zone, they were bad in the red zone. Other than one play, he threw a perfect pass to Tez Walker in the corner of the end zone. great throw, great catch, and it was on Wiggins. And, you know, I mean, and the coverage was good, too. And so that was the only touchdown they scored in that period. So that was a good job by the defense. And then there was a pass in, like, team period. He threw to Bateman on a go route. I mean, it was a spectacular throw. And he beat Awuzie, you know, so that was really impressive too. Rob, the thing that bothered me, a little bit, towards the end of practice, they did a hurry-up field goal, you know, where the kicking, the specialist, you know, the kick, field goal team had to sprint onto the field.
Mm-hmm.
He missed it wide right, and it was kind of an ugly kick, you know, so that looks like that one needs a little more practice, you know, of that. And I think the loopster, you know, he doesn't like to be called the loopster. Well, I mean, he told me that because...
Would you?
Well, you know, if he makes them all, I'll call him Tyler Loop. You know, say he was the loopster, you know, and because...
What were the distance of the three misses?
53, I think 46.
Got to be making that.
And then I don't know what the rush on the field one was, you know, but that one had some distance to it too. But, you know, he just got to be... If he can make, like, what, 70% of his 50-plus?
Oh, I thought you meant a total.
No, 70% of 50-plus, and then, you know, under 50, you know, be 90%. I think that would be pretty good year for him. But there was a cool drill at the end of practice. What they did was it was the D-line, O-line, and it was like a pass rush drill, you know, where they stunted and stuff. And they just had the quarterback in the back. No receivers or anything like that. It was just about rushing and protecting. And it was pretty live, you know, so that was pretty cool. There was one where Mike Green stunted inside, and Corey Bullock, you know, I don't think he saw Corey Bullock or whatever, but Corey Bullock KO'd him. Yeah, you know, so that was pretty impressive. Because the thing with Corey Bullock, and I was showing Purdue yesterday, I said, see Corey Bullock, you see he got that big bubble, see how thick his thighs are? That's what you want. You know, that's what I was telling her. That, you know, that's why he is powerful, because of his lower body like that. So that was good. So I thought there was some, and then the first group, they did pretty good job. The last, I think they did three. The defense won the last one. And then with the backups, the defense, the first one was a jailbreak. And then I think the offense, it was about 2-2, something like that. But it was kind of a cool drill, you know, that they did. But it was a good practice, you know. And I don't know what you guys think, but Harv basically said the same guys that didn't play last week are not playing this week, which I totally agree with.
Mm-hmm. We heard that. Now, Vinny Serrato joining us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. We asked this question earlier. I'm going to ask this to you because you're out there looking at everything. Some fans are convinced that John Harbaugh and the coaching staff have something against Ben Cleveland, and that's why Falele is constantly picked over him. Your thoughts on that?
That's no, none whatsoever. I mean, you've heard me talk about Ben Cleveland. I'm not a Ben Cleveland fan. Number one, he's a big man. That's what he is. He's non-athletic. He can't bend his knees. He's stiff. And I don't like old linemen that walk 10-2. I just don't think they're not good at. I mean, he walks 10-2. You know, when he walks, and to me, those are not good athletic guys. I mean, the fastest guys, you know, are pigeon-toed guys actually, but 10-2 don't like them. And I think Corey Bullock is ahead of Cleveland. I mean, my opinion. And I'm probably right that if either guard went down, he'd go in. Bullock could go in, not Ben Cleveland. Now, Ben Cleveland, he does a nice job. You know how they put him in there at the tight end?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a good job with that because you know what? The defense, there's a guy straight across from me, and he puts his 370 pounds and comes straight across and, you know, just pushes him, which he's fine with that. Because he's so big, but he's not athletic. Whereas Falele's athletic. Although yesterday he got embarrassed a little bit. They lined up was in a 11-on-11, and the defense lined up Kyle Van Noy, was over Filele. He did a spin move on him, and Filele's still standing there. It was a beautiful move, and Filele, you know, he can't handle that kind of quickness on the inside.
So, here's the question. So, Voorhees is the right left guard. Filele's playing right guard. They're both better than Cleveland, your opinion.
Oh, it's not close. Okay. Booth's better. Or Bullock. Bullock, sorry, Booth. Yeah. Corey Bullock. Corey Bullock is better.
I don't understand why people think it's then it's a
doghouse issue.
Yeah, doghouse. I don't get that.
Why is he? What doghouse is he in?
I have no idea. It's not my opinion, but it is the fans' opinion. If you you know,
the Maryland kid Corey Bullock is better than Cleveland, and because if Lindebaum got hurt, Bullock's going in. So you know, and that's what Cleveland had going for him before. Why he was always active was because he could be the backup center, he'd be backup guard, and then he played the tight end type thing. So, and he's special team because his body's so big, you know, on the field goal block or field goal protection. So, no, I mean, Harb's just being real, man. I mean, all you got to do is go, all you got to do is just study Cleveland. And, you know, I mean, he's a big body. That's what he is.
Vinny Serrato joins us, co-host of Vinny and Haney Show. Vinny, are you right now, you've been at this from day one. Is there something you walked away with pleasantly surprised about that you didn't expect to see?
Armour Davis. Armour Davis has done a fabulous job. I mean, he's gotten better. You know, he gets a lot of hands on balls. You know, I mean, he knocks a lot of balls down. You know, he's doing a hell of a job there. So he's a guy that's really, you know, stepped it up. And then also, Adisa Isaac, I think he has. I think he's done a real nice job there, too. So, and then Tez Walker. I think those are some guys that have really, really kind of stepped it up. You know, guys that you didn't know a lot about, weren't counting on, and now you're saying, yeah, they can definitely help.
Yeah. Hey, Vinny, are these practices open to the public anymore? I knew they were Tuesday.
Yesterday, Ed was, what was yesterday? Wednesday? Tuesday was the last one for the fans. Yesterday was family and friends of the Ravens. So, like, everybody from the Ravens building and, you know, all that, they were there yesterday. So,
you know what that means, right? You know what that means, Vinny?
We're getting close?
No, Ed'll be back now.
Oh, no, you know what? No, you know what the problem is, you know, when there's fans and there's people there, you know, you can kind of sit down. You know, that standing the whole time on the rocks or those hills, it gets hard, man, when it's 90-some degrees and you're out there for 2.5 hours. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I always try to, you know, me and my buddy Mike Pret, you know, well, Ed, you were there. Mike finds him a seat.
Yes.
You know, and so do I. You know, I find me a little spot where I can kind of take a breather every now and then because it gets hard on the legs.
Yeah, I just had a spinal fusion, a stress fracture in my foot. Those hills kill me, man.
Yeah,
that's
no
the dumbest
doubt
thing I've ever heard. Well, media members got to get in shape for training camp.
Well, Rob, what do you think of the rocks and the hills out there, Rob? What's been your opinion?
I think it's a dumb idea. I mean, a dumb rule that you can't sit down. That's my point. I mean, what you can't do your job if you're sitting down?
Well, let me just say this, Rob. When I was a GA, University of Minnesota, we went down to the Vikings, and I was in the end zone under the goalpost, and I was sitting down. And Bud Grant walks over to me, said, "Son," I said, "Yeah, coach." He said, "Nobody sits on my field." I said, "Yes, sir."
You were a GA.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
That's different.
You worked for him.
No. I was a GA at Minnesota. We were just visiting the Vikings. Yeah.
Vinny Serrato, you will be there today?
Well, no, there's nowhere to go today.
Nowhere to go today. Okay.
No, because they're heading. I think it's kind of like a walkthrough. Here's the thing that, you know, concerns me a little bit is Jair hadn't been there either, you know. And I was there Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He wasn't there. Now, I don't know if he was there Saturday, but if he wasn't there Saturday, you know, he didn't play in the game and they had to walk through the day before. So he missed the one time getting his knee drained. So what's the situation with Jair? Because they need Jair, you know, for Buffalo. I mean, if it's he'll be back in a week, that's cool. You know, but like he's not, he won't practice today. Tomorrow's a walkthrough. Friday's a game. Then they're off Sunday. Then they back practice on Monday. Will he be back then? Because then he'll almost have been off, what, 2 weeks? That's kind of concerning to me. And Kyle Hamilton wasn't out there. He practiced the walkthrough, but wasn't out there yesterday. But he was out there in his sweatshirt and stuff. Keaton Mitchell's close. I think Keaton Mitchell will be back Monday. You know, he had, I think, like a tweak groin or something, but he'll be fine. He'll be back on Monday. Other than that, you know, injury-wise, knock on wood, you know, they're not bad. I haven't seen Likely out there, but I'm sure Likely's been rehabbing and stuff, getting back. So, you know, if they don't lose any more guys, you know, they'll be in good
shape. Football players, when they can't contribute, they don't like being around. Hey, Vinny, thanks a lot, my friend. You can hear more of Vinny up next on the Vinny and Haney Show.
Are you guys going out to watch a golf?
We're here.
Can you see?
We are here. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
On the 11th hole.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy.
All right, man.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yep. Bye.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. Steve, we hear you on the mic. Steve, we hear you on the mic. It's all good, man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I just didn't want you to repeat on the mic what you said about Joe earlier. I didn't want that to go over the air.
Going to smash you all into little pieces.
What you say?
Killing me right now.
Joe, I'm looking out for you. I didn't want that to go over the air.
How everything is going out over the air.
And that's because if you notice, listen now, you hear nothing, right?
Correct.
That's because Steve's mic was on. We didn't know. We know the reason now. See? Everything's quiet now.
Something's coming up. All's good with the world now.
All's good with the world, Joe. All's good with the world because Joe was grumpy before 6:30. Now that means, you know, the universe is balanced now.
Yeah. Don't touch your headsets either because that also all goes out over the air.
You said what?
Every time you touch your headset, if you move your headset at all, it goes out over the air. I'm doing that for the listeners.
Like this?
Yes, 100%.
Like that?
Anytime you touch it.
Joe, you tapping his desk right now?
I actually had that text typed out on my phone. I'm not going to hit send.
And that's the encore for today.
Encore brought to you every day by Lion's Den. Pleasure, passion, romance. Go check out Lion's Den. Check them out online, lionsden.com, or go to one of the stores. There's like five of them in the region. I go to one on Scott Adam Road. You know, you don't want to get the tap. You don't want to get you don't get yanked for the backup. Go over there and get your game right.
You do want to tap, though.
Yes.
Also, Ravens training camp coverage on The Fan was brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Very interesting day today. We've got the BMW Championship began today. I didn't even realize this TV was still out right.
I know.
It's pretty cool,
it's kind of behind us.
Yeah, watching television, watching these guys tee off now. They get ready to try to win this BMW Championship here at Kays Valley Golf Course. Thank you so much for your hospitality yesterday and today. We had a blast, man. I hope we come out the next time they do this.
Me too.
Now time for you to find out what we learned today. You learned today, Edward?
I want to just help out Steve Regler, who put us on the air out here. I want to thank him for his hard work. And he wanted to when the last tee time was. First tee time is 9:21. The last one is 2 o'clock. So it's, you know, it's about right. And, of course, I also want people to know that the BMW Champions, this is round one, obviously, starts today through Sunday. For tickets information, which means tickets are available if you want to come out here, and you should. It's a great event. This is actually part of the FedEx Cup. This is another 20 golfers will be cut out, and you know, there'll be 30 left after today for the final round before the FedEx, like the playoffs. So this is for the championship. And if you want tickets, go to BMW Championship/tickets. Check it out. There's the tickets around. So if you want them, you got them.
There you go. You know, it's very interesting, like, all the activity. We went from no activity to now this place is jumping around.
Oh, I knew it would be busy. Yeah, look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Today is National Creamsicle Day. You like creamsicles?
Oh, I used to love them. I haven't had one in years. When I was a kid, I loved them.
When I was a kid, man, I would eat three at a time.
Yes.
That and strawberry shortcakes were my favorites. some birthdays in sports. Today would have been – well, actually, I'll go with this. Today is former WWE, WWF champion Bob Backlund. He turned 76 today. That's pretty interesting. Debbie Meyer, former runner, also a Marylander. She turned 73 today. Former pitcher Mark Gubazar turns 63 today. Mark Loretta, former pitcher, former baseball player, turns 54 today. Former NBA player Ed O'Bannon turns 53 today. Former NFL player Wayne Krebeck turns 52 today. NFL head coach Mike Vrabel turns 50 today. He's young. Juan Pierre, former baseball player, turns 48 today. Former NFL safety Roy Williams turns 45 today. And former NFL quarterback Tim Tebow turns 38 today. Still young, man.
God, he still is.
Racer Rusty Wallace and former NBA player Magic Johnson share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Rusty Wallace.
Rusty Wallace, Ed Norris.
I'll go with Magic.
Magic Johnson, so one of you going to be wrong. Magic Johnson today turns 66. Rusty Wallace turns 69.
Oof.
Also, today, the Earl of Baltimore, Earl Weaver, would have celebrated a birthday today. There you go.
There you go.
Tomorrow I'll be broadcasting live from Houston. Ed will be back at the Hub at 105.7 The Fan in our home studios. So that means it's a 3 o'clock get up for me. An hour behind there than at Houston. 3 o'clock wake up.
Yeah.
Should be fun, though.
That's another city.
I've been to that stadium before, Ed, but I've never worked at that stadium. I went as a fan.
Ah, okay.
Same thing with Boston. I've been to that stadium before, but I've never worked.
Oh.
So,
yeah, I've been to Fenway a lot. I've been to Boston a lot in my life.
Yeah.
Okay, it's close to New York, so we just go there a lot.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I know.
Yeah. But I'm going to go, and I'm going to do my job. I don't like it. Bostonians, man. I don't like them.
They don't like you.
I know they don't.
They don't like anybody.
That's why I don't like them.
Rob, is
I got a Boston.
Your dislike for them the same reason Adam Jones doesn't like Boston?
Yep.
Okay.
I've had that experience in a bar.
I remember that story. Okay, now. Yeah, I remember you told me that.
I had that story in a bar. I had that. Yep. I've had that experience there.
Yep. They're kind of notorious for that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sadly.
Yeah, I remember this true story, Ed. We were at a ball game, me and my buddy Zach. At the game. He reminded me of this the other day. Mm-hmm. And this kid, maybe mid-late 20s, going up and down the aisles with his Boston flag. This is 04. Mm-hmm. We were playing the Red Sox, naturally. Going up and down, it was an empty stadium, and just treating it like it's his home. So I moved to the end of the aisle. Zach was like, what are you doing? He said, what are you doing? I said, dude, he can have all these aisles. He come up this aisle. I'm going to lay hands on him. And he got to the end of the aisle, and he looked at me. He looked at Zach. He looked at me. He looked at Zach. He went to the next aisle, went up.
Well, we got our revenge on that. I told you, we used to play the Boston PD in softball every year, and we go to a Red Sox-Yankee game.
Uh-huh.
Well, we would go, and, you know, they were obnoxious. So we would get eaten. There's a whole bunch, like 40 of us would go up there at once.
Right.
So we're at a game. And you know G. Liddy, of course.
Yes.
I worked with his nephew, Walter Liddy. He was a cop with me in Times Square. We're sitting, and a couple of Boston fans are there. Walter started eating the popcorn out of this girl's bucket with her boyfriend next to her.
Oh, I love that. I love that. What'd the boyfriend do?
Nothing.
Act like he like it.
Yes.
Honey, why don't you give him some more popcorn?
Yeah.
I can't call him on air.
Eventually, we had to put Walter on the bus and put him to sleep. But other than that, it was funny.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful
Friday, babe.